Okay, so committees of inclusion, then Ray.
I'd like to begin. I'd like to, within this much time, I think 10 minutes might be reasonable.
Is there any Since objection there to 10 minutes?
Okay.
Seeing none, we have 10 minutes.
Okay.
After which, by the way, has everybody who wants to speak during public comment signed up? Who has the public comment sign up sheet? Nalini? Okay, we have the sign. Nalini has the sign up sheet. If you'd like to sign up, she can pass it on to you. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Okay. I'd like to say that these committees' works are extremely important. The idea is to make sure that not only that we produce good programming, but that we target specifically, as per the mission, communities that are deemed underrepresented. So I hope that we'll hear from each committee and that we can pick up and do better than we've done last year. At WBAI, we have 9 individuals who meet regularly to do the committee's work. In setting up the structure, we decided that besides the 4 individuals, 1 director and 3 LSB members who make the core of the committee initially, that we would have added, we would add 15 individuals for a total of 19 individual committee. This is a rare committee of Pacifica where membership is not obtained by attending meeting, but rather by being selected or elected by the committee itself. So at this point, since we have 9 individuals and we have allowed 19, we can still take 10 more. I should have to point out that we have reserved 5 positions for circumstances that we deem extraordinary, groups that are under attack historically, such as indigenous people, have been nearly decimated, and with participation we want to guarantee. At WBAI, those groups are people...
Hold on, Ray, before you proceed. Look, if people in the audience need to have a discussion, if they could do that in the hall, it would be really helpful because the quarters are so close that it makes it difficult to hear the speaker when you do it in here. So thank you very much.
We have reserved 5 positions for people who openly classify themselves as HIV infected, Arab/Muslim, indigenous, youth, which we define as under 25. It's open to debate, I guess, and incarcerated. So we're moving forward ahead. I won't go into details since there's not much more time. One thing that we have decided, besides obviously obtaining information among staff from the general, about the staff from the general manager, about list of candidates, and about programming, we are setting up, since we know that government statistics are remarkably inaccurate and incomplete when it comes to immigrant groups, for example, and people of color, that we're looking at additional sources such as community organizations to supplement the identification of those communities, the distribution within the population. So one request that we have is of each of the local areas, COIs, work with us, and hopefully we can set up as a permanent activity in not reinventing the wheel and being able to exchange information as to what processes were the most effective and how they were being used. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, at this time we're going to have public comment, and we'd like to ask, Eva? Eva had something happy...
Dave?
Commemoration, yes?
I thought that was a presentation of each of the committees.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that there were any further. Go ahead, Lydia. Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yes, at the last COI meeting that is actually chaired by Bill Gallegos, who's a local station board member, and because of Margaret's illness, she was not able to attend. But so I'll just give a brief synopsis. It's basically what Ray had said about the need to communicate amongst us, and given the budget constraints, we are hoping that we can set up a listserv on Yahoo, perhaps, or something like that, so that the COIs who were not that active last year, but usually in election years in particular, they do get a little bit more active, but that there needs to be some definite communication, and I don't think we can afford the added phone conferencing anymore, unless you want to go to a free conference and everyone is willing to pick up the tab. But in the interim, if someone, we're hoping that someone of those other COIs here today will volunteer to set up a listserv so that we can have that communication immediately, especially since this was, the COIs were born out of the pre-electoral season, you know, from the very first time of its inception. This is the most critical time for COIs to be active. That's about it. That was mainly.
Representatives from the COIs and the other signal areas? Okay, if there's no further reports, Eva had wanted to... Eva, are you prepared to do the presentation?